Newberry.com.
No, we're not from West Newberry. No, we can't hip-hop like you. My client is the conqueror. I'm just Brock's advocating Jew. You gonna beat Brock's ass cause you the doctor of the thugs? I mean, you've beaten all the best, but now Lesnar's on your plate. You say your time is now. Brock says your calendar's out of date.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
I have options on how I handle this. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. In that tweet, and however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke.
I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
The Authority may have been on vacation, but we are not. This is the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I am Sir Rockin. She is Lindsay Ward, and, well, it's a hashtag, Lindsay. Kane was there.
Kane was there. Sorry, I still sound like Death. I'm sick. I'm sorry.
Kane was there, and, well, you know, he was at WrestleMania. You remember that?
He was.
He didn't win, but he was there.
We were so rooting for him.
Sort of. It was better than, you know, the Big Show. Because the Big Show won the thing, and the Battle Royal, and, you know, Seth Rollins won the title. So the Authority had a good night, and Kane was there. That's basically the gist of the opening program on Monday Night Raw.
I love that, you know, Seth wins the title, Big Show wins the trophy, J&J were helpful, and Kane, well, Kane was there! Two thumbs up. Hey, you know what? Kane helped Big Show win. We'll go with that.
We'll go with that, yeah. He did, he, if, you know, if it wasn't for Kane, Big Show wouldn't have won, I guess. Because if Kane won, Big Show wouldn't have won, so he made Big Show's life better, I guess. But hashtag...
We'll use that theory.
Hashtag Kane was there, and I made some photoshops there on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio. As always, we're presented by PW Mania and Wrestling Figure Wednesday, youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Kind of sort of forgot to mention that at the top of the show. So let's get it out of the way. So that was the opening promo. Randy Orton came out. He won that title shot. Kane was angry because everyone kept saying, Kane, yeah, Kane. Kane was there. So, you know, he threw out his authority and made Roman Reigns, Ryback, and Randy Orton in a triple threat number one contenders match for the main event of Raw. And he booked three singles matches featuring Randy Orton, Ryback, and Roman Reigns throughout the night. And it was Kane versus Randy Orton in the opening contest. Randy Orton beat Kane by DQ. Kane used a chair. That's why it was the DQ. It was an okay match.
I think we'll be saying that a lot tonight.
I think we will be. Hey, guess what? Brad Maddox was there tonight.
Yay.
For all 30 seconds.
Go, Brad.
Great cameo. Everyone on the Dirt Sheets got excited. Brad Maddox was there. Spoiler, he was there. He did nothing. He just wanted to be, you know, in charge, I guess. I don't know.
He's still alive.
Seth Rollins was complaining to Kane, and, well, he wanted, you know, Kane to, you know, give up his job as director of operations. Boo.
Dude, Kane has a corner office and a secretary. Why would he give that up?
Right. So they're not on the best of terms.
At least he didn't chokeslam him or set him on fire.
This is true. we should mention, since we're going through those matches, Luke Harper, he lost to Ryback.
Such a travesty.
That was an ugly match. Not gonna lie.
In a lot of ways.
It really, really was. Luke was fine. Ryback is Ryback. And, you know, for the 1300th time, Big Show versus Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns finally won after 3 Superman punches and then a spear. Those I'm just gonna throw this out there. If the Superman punches is supposed to be this awesome move, it should take down the Big Show.
Just saying.
Not have him stand up 3 times and then take the spear and then lose. It's like, he should, okay, I understand one. The second one should knock them down. I'm just throwing that out there as a word of maybe advice. So we go through those matches. They all get their wins, and hooray for all that. In what was probably match of the night, Kane put Seth Rollins into a match against Neville.
Oh, this was so good.
Let's talk about the good. The match was really, really good. Neville showed he belongs to the main roster.
He does. He was a little nervous, but he got over that.
That the counter of the powerbomb with the head scissors, that was pretty cool.
That was sweet.
They've tweaked his entrance again. A little bit for Neville.
No cape. Just get rid of the cape.
They are totally turning him into Mighty Mouse. Slowly but surely. Just saying. So Seth Rollins beat Neville in a really good match tonight. After the match, which I don't think was needed, he performed a second curb stomp. I don't think that part was needed. I think, you know.
I think Seth.
It was, but I don't think it was needed in this case. We had John Cena in his open challenge for the U.S. title. He talked about how Rusev's just waiting for his at Extreme Rules, but he's going to be a fighting champion, and, you know, that's what he's here to do. So, his open challenge this week, Stardust. Good match. John Cena beat Stardust. Good match.
Dean versus Cena was a little better.
Dean versus Cena was a lot better. All right, now we got to talk about the awkward. Primetime players making fun of the Ascension.
Yeah, that was a little, yeah.
They had shoulder pads that sort of were falling apart, and you have the primetime players who were not over making fun of the two teams that aren't over yet either. So this was,
yeah,
this,
that was a little weird stupid.
This is going to get the primetime players over, or is this supposed to get the New Day and the Ascension over? I'm confused. Speaking of the New Day, they brought up New Day sucks, Renee did. Xavier Woods said it hurts. Kofi said it's disappointing, but you won't find disappointing. They're dancing or clapping because we clap or we snap. Then Big E did an impersonation, which was actually kind of funny. I mean, the young kid asking Mr. E for an autograph. But I don't know. If this is a heel turn, okay, but they're trying?
Yeah, at least they're trying something, which you can't complain about.
I guess, but you know who's over? We need teams that are over. The Lucha Dragons, they're over.
Yes, they are completely over.
They beat Big E and Xavier Woods. So I guess more clapping. More clapping.
Lucha, Lucha, Lucha.
There you go. So, this is again, Kane was there, hashtag it. He was backstage. He was talking to, I guess, leaving a message for the authority and saying everything was under control. Then Natty, Summer Rae, Alicia, and Cameron started flirting with Kane. They basically said, We want a title shot. We all want a title shot. Give us a chance. And, well, Kane sort of went, all right, fine, I'll give you what you want. Just get out of my office, please. You got a battle royal next week. Get out of my office. And then Kane started rubbing his temples. He did not understand the flirting.
Kane gets so confuddled around women. It's awesome.
You had Sheamus talking about his recent actions and, you know, talking about the little guys like Ziggler and Daniel Bryan. He's always been, you know, been awesome. He said the smaller guys give false hope. He said he's 6'6", Celtic Warrior, and there aren't many guys who can, his size, to pick on him. And then out came Mark Henry. And we had Sheamus versus Mark Henry. Sheamus ended up winning. Solid match?
I can't mention what the best part of the match was, but yes. Solid match.
Yeah, we're not going to mention that.
This is a PG show.
This is a PG-ish show. Then the moment of the night, Bray Wyatt showed up.
Finally.
He told us, you know who you are. He said he knows and he's talking to you. And then did a little point thing, he wagged his finger. He said he was there to say that no matter how dedicated you are, you can't compete with the forces of nature against the nature or against the greatest power of them all, fear. He said the fear of failure molds you. Do I have your attention now? Behold, the new face of fear.
This was good. And it's, let's play who Bray's going after now. I'm a little disappointed that they did no follow-up for Mania. Like, none. Like, it's...
Here's the thing. Undertaker matches at WrestleMania don't exist. There's no follow-up.
But there should be, because he lost.
I know.
That's the thing, like, they're just sweeping it under the rug and pretending like it never happened, which I guess is best for him because he did lose. But it's like, what? You booked Bray so strong up until Mania and then he loses to Taker and now it's, he goes and licks his wounds for a week and then he comes back and he cuts a minute long promo.
Right. By the way, finally this week, we will have the rack and talk about WrestleMania.
Yes, we will. My voice is better.
By hook or by crook, we will have a show on Thursday night.
Yes, we will.
We will give you a damn show, as Triple H said one time.
Yes, sorry. Upper respiratory infection. Sorry.
It's knocked Lindsay down for the count.
But hey,
her son John returned to TV, so...
Maybe now we'll get better.
Yeah, because she's been sick since he's been this... been gone.
I'm allergic to Bray Wyatt losing at WrestleMania.
Yes, she is. The Miz took on Damian Miz now. The match was fine. They needed more time as The Miz won by holding the tights.
Yep. You almost saw Damian's Miz now.
And to go along with what we saw before that, yeah. Anyway, main event, Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, Ryback, Triple Threat. For the number one contendership for the WWE Championship, the match was fine. They were all kind of clunky and everything. There's another match we gotta get to, but we'll talk about this first. It ended up with the Authority interfering, J&J security, everyone got involved, Roman took them all out, he was down for a while, and then we all feared, oh no, it's coming, Ryback's gonna win! No, RKO on the Ryback. 1, 2, 3. Randy Orton is your new number one contender for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Right after the match, Randy Orton got curb stomped and Seth Rollins stood tall to win Monday Night Raw.
I've never been so happy for Randy Orton, like ever.
Right? And the match I forgot to mention, which was an actually, actual good match for a little bit, till the very end, it was the Bella Twins taking on Paige and Naomi. Paige was good. Naomi was a little shaky after she kind of stumbled for a minute and it sort of left her a little awkward towards the end. The match that she pinned Nikki Bella, so the second time she's beaten the Divas Champion. She seemed a little confused with it all. It just sort of became a little sloppy at the end.
Yeah.
Which, it's alright, but you would hope, cause they were actually, they were telling a story and letting the girls have a little bit of time. It didn't seem rushed. But then they started rushing, I think, at the end. And I think that's what did it.
Yeah, they were trying to hurry it along and they were having a hard time with it.
They were, so. Yeah, so to sum it all up, what we learned tonight, Randy Orton is your number one contender, so it's Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton at Extreme Rules. It's going to be Wade Barrett versus Daniel Bryan at the Extreme Rules for the Intercontinental Championship, apparently. Kane was there.
Kane.
That's best way to describe tonight's Raw. Kane was there.
And we were half, paying attention to the basketball game, too, which Duke's about to win.
Duke is about to become the national champions of basketball.
So, go Duke.
Hey, Wisconsin had their moment. They beat Kentucky.
I was going to say, Wisconsin knocked out Kentucky. They're done.
They're spent. So, anything else you want to add before we go?
Nope.
Alright, Thursday night, as I said, by hook or by crook, as the Duke and their fans storm the court. Thursday night, hook or by crook, it will be the rack. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll talk NXT, all the news when we have.
Oh my god, there's so much news.
A lot of news, including the AJ retirement, WrestleMania review, and whatever else breaks. It's the rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack, Facebook.com/WTRTheRack, subscribe to the YouTube channel, YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight edition is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBandanas. Use the hashtag BlameRob and go to CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. They'll recap the week in wrestling. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. Go to Facebook.com/OriginalStampedeWrestling because Tim Stein is now the CEO and commissioner. And if you don't, he will fine you. It's going to be a thing now. Anyway, we'll be back next Monday night as they're in Europe next week for the Raw Post Show, live 11:10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. You can follow Lindsay on Twitter at Lindsay, LINSWARDE. Go to our website, psychwarsdesign.com, and go to herbiehandsbehands.net/Lindsay. You know, it's the same as the Twitter. We will see you Thursday night for the Rack, right back here for the Raw Post Show next Monday night. And as always, we're presented by PWMania.com and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. See you Thursday night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.